I want to say this as the final sort of round out. And one thing you should know from here, this is completely unscripted. So I am fully doing this off the cuff, and I know I should sit down and prepare these sort of things beforehand. But I wanted to sit down and do this sort of monologue. I'm kind of teary, I don't know why. To the camera. The fact that I get to sit here and do this, entertain people, and to have the support of the people, has made my year. 2016, for me personally, has been a rather confusing year. I'll say that. It has been, I was going into 2016 with so many high expectations, honestly. Going into 2016 with so many high expectations. And now we're practically on the other side of it. We're a little over 2 weeks away from ending the year. A little less than 2 weeks away from ending the year. We're about 2 weeks and 2 minutes away from ending the year. But I'm coming out of 2016 better off than what I was going into 2016. I'll say it that way. Well, yeah, 2016 has had its bumpy rides for me. I feel like I can take those bumpy rides and take them on board for what they are and move on into 2017. And it's with the support of you guys, the listener. And I've just got so many people I'd like to thank for 2016. First and foremost, I would like to thank my friends and friends and family. My housemate Kieran, who's probably in the other room hearing this. 2016. It's that close friends as well that have kept me in line in 2016. And it's that close friendship group and familyship that has kept me head above and not to get too bogged down in the bad moments of 2016. And that has been two that I will not name here for obvious reasons, but there has been two significant events in 2016 that has got me down. And I'm getting sick and tired of people saying that 2016 was the worst year ever. Maybe for you personally, yes, I'm not one to say. But you do have to preface that. Because for me, while 2016 wasn't the best year, 2016 is going to be a rememberable year. Not just for the show, but for me personally. And I want to create moments that we could remember in 2017. And I don't want to get bogged down in 2016. I've got so many people I'd like to thank, and we are going way over time, but that's not an issue at this point. First and foremost, yeah, the friends, the family, and my work, which I have been able to fully be who I am at work now, which is probably one of the greatest things that has ever happened in 2016. I want to thank Geek.io for their constant support throughout 2016 as well, constantly helping me grow this show and helping me become who I am. I want to thank you guys the listener. I want to thank our affiliate partners, Blog Talk Radio, as well. They've also helped me become a better radio presenter and a better person through that, because I am passionate about this. I'm passionate about radio, and I'm passionate at what I do. Am I any good at it? That's another story. And something came up, and I'll end on this. Something came up in my Facebook feed from a year ago. I said at the end of 2015, I am alone again, but that'll change in 2016. That is what I said. And look where I am now. No, I will say this. This will be my parting words of 2016. 2016, farewell. 2017's catchphrase will be 2017. A pathway to a better future. 2017 will be a transition year. For me personally. This is me personally. 2017 will be a transition year. And I'm going into 2017 knowing it'll be a transition year. I understand that. Lots of things happened to me in 2016. And I need a year to just breathe. Thanks, everyone, for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. Stay safe over the holiday season. Thank you so, so much for your support. It does mean a lot to me. I say it over and over again. But this time, I mean it. Good night. Good night, Australia. Good morning, America. This is GLS. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. 1204.